In the name of Allah, may peace and salutations be upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family and followers to proceed. The ninth hadith on the authority of Abdurrahman ibn Sakhr, Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, say, what I have forbidden for you, avoid, and that which I have ordered you to do, do as much of it as you can. For indeed, it was only the excessive questioning and their disagreeing with their prophets that destroyed the nations who came before you. Reported by Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah have mercy upon them. So in this hadith, we learn a number of benefits. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, what I have forbidden for you, avoid. And he mentions this in its totality. Whatever it is that's been forbidden, we avoid in its totality, completely. A little bit of it and a lot of it. As for the thing that has been ordered, that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has told us to do, then those things he said, which I've ordered you to do, do as much of it as you can. So here we have two things. The order, which we do as much as we can, and the prohibition, where we leave it off entirely. And this is because the order, when we're asked to do something, it could be difficult for a person to do that. Whereas to leave something off, inshallah ta'ala, it's easier than to actually do something or make some action. So we benefit from this hadith, the obligation of leaving away or abstaining from that which the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, prohibited in its totality. We also learn from this hadith the obligation of doing as much of the thing that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, ordered us to do. However, one of the benefits of the hadith is also that if a person cannot do something totally, then you do as much of it as you possibly can. So for example, the person who can't do a complete action, they do as much as they can of that action. So for example, the person who is praying or who wants to pray, if they cannot stand, it's permissible for them to pray sitting down. If they cannot pray sitting down, then they can pray lying down, etc., etc. If the person can't make ruku', the bowing in the prayer, then it's enough for them to just motion as much as they can. And this is similar to all the types or the rest of the types of ibadah in this manner. Also, we learn from the benefits of this hadith that it wasn't befitting at that time for the people to ask too many irrelevant questions, because at that time the revelation was being revealed, and due to their questioning, it could have led to something being made obligatory or something being made prohibited that there was no need for. We also benefit from this hadith that lots of incessant questioning and disagreeing with the prophets was a reason for the destruction of the nations who came before us. So in this, it contains a warning for us against constant and irrelevant questioning and disagreeing with the prophets. And there's also an important point that it's irrelevant questioning. Correct questioning, this is something that we're asked to do. Where Allah, the Most High, says, ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. And Allah knows best, and may peace and blessings be upon his Prophet and upon his family and followers.